When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
oh, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday. Good to have you with us. And that means Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Of course, we've been talking a lot of COVID-19 stuff over the last few weeks. But, Victor, today we open up with a scurrilous, lengthy affair between a sitting U.S. congressman and a former Senate intern under Harry Reid. Stephen Horsford in CD4 has now admitted to an extramarital affair after a podcaster kind of opened the door to all of this. First of all, give us the backstory on this thing.
Well, what Congressman Horsford has admitted to is in 2009, I think he was the state Senate majority leader. And this lady was an intern, a 21-year-old intern for Senator Harry Reid, and they started having an affair, and that continued on for a while he was in the state Senate. And then, you know, something happened. I think she moved to Minnesota for law school or something, and they resumed the affair a couple years ago. So while he's been in Congress as well, and obviously a really sad situation. He's got 3 kids, and it's just sad, very sad.
It really is sad. A number of the candidates from the CD4 race on the Republican side are already saying they want either an investigation by the Ethics Committee or that they want him to resign. My question is, first of all, did he do anything illegal that we know of?
I guess it's a little unclear at this point. I wouldn't say anything's been proved, but there are a couple of things in terms of if he paid her money as hush money, and if that came from campaign funds, and that's certainly not been proved. But I mean, I think that's the first thing you gotta look at, because she had mentioned some sort of financial assistance, and then her young son has a YouTube program. only in 2020, her young son has a YouTube program, and she got Horsford to appear on her son's YouTube program in his congressional office, it seems, potentially using his staff to produce the show. Using taxpayer resources to help your mistress's son's YouTube channel, That needs to be looked at. It absolutely needs to be looked at.
And by the way, her story came out through a public podcast called Mistress for Congress. Do we need an investigation? And if so, who would do this? Would this be an ethics committee or what?
Yeah, the House Ethics Committee, I think, should look into it. I think there's some formal process to get them involved. But, look, they need to see if there was, money involved, if campaign funds were used improperly, if his staff was used improperly. Yes, there should be an investigation.
And why everybody, I guess, is getting up in arms on this thing, on the money thing, is that he supposedly gave her money to support herself through at least part of this period beginning in 2009. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what I think she has alluded to, that she received some financial support. He had said, I think, that he would help her with job offers or things like that.
So, make introductions for her.
Exactly.
Now on Friday, he apparently sit down with folks in Washington or folks back here with the RJ?
No, the RJ actually broke the story in terms of getting getting him to acknowledge that he'd had the extramarital affair. The RJ, Rory Appleton, our political reporter, did a really great job of breaking that story. He talked to the RJ.
Really great reporting. This was the statement from Horsford, quote, "It is true that I had a previous relationship outside of my marriage over the course of several years." Several years is more than several. "I'm deeply sorry for all those who have been impacted by this very poor decision. Most importantly, my wife and family. Out of concern for my family during the challenging time, I ask that our privacy be respected." The problem is, he's a public figure using public money. Should we lay off this story?
Well, no. I mean, if he wants to run for re-election, it should absolutely be be of concern. Look, you can say that you want your privacy, but you're the one who brought it on yourself. Obviously you hurt for the kids, you hurt for his wife, and you want to do everything you can to protect them. But I mean, there are questions here that he needs to answer. If he doesn't want to answer the questions, he should resign.
You mentioned that we're in the midst of not that we have an election coming. We have a primary election that is underway right now, even as we speak, with early voting and mail-in ballots and all of that stuff. It's what I've always hated about the early voting, is that you can vote for somebody that voted for Stephen Horsford 4 days ago. We're voting for a totally different Stephen Horsford than the one that is incredibly damaged by this information. Can I go back and change my vote, by the way, if I were a Democrat voting in CD4?
Once it's in the mail, it's in the mail. So, yeah, I know. I totally agree with you. I think early voting is a mistake. There should be, kind of one moment where everyone says, who do we want? Who are we choosing? The problem is that, in theory, he could get replaced, by one of the Democrats who are challenging him. But, just from name ID, obviously he's the sitting congressman. I mean, there's just no way he's losing that primary. And even though Democrats, I'm sure, would love to put somebody else up for November.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Now, is this the sort of thing that you would weigh in on, even though you've had some great reporting already? Is this something that in a future column that we'll see something on this from you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll certainly see. I mean, part of it is if I feel like I have anything to add. I mean, I just, situations like this just make you feel sad. I mean, that's just my gut reaction to it. And, obviously there needs to be some sort of, investigation, some sort of understanding of, did he misuse his campaign resources or his staff, his taxpayer-funded staff. I'm looking forward to see if, what happens with those things.
Well, and this is really going to be a test of the voters of CD4, even some that have voted for Stephen Horsford in past elections, that this is going to be a test. Are you willing to send a scumbag back to Congress? Is that the sort of person you want in the swamp? And I'm praying that even Democrats will reject this guy and just say this guy is scum of the earth, and we don't want this type of person roaming the halls of Congress. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly speaks poorly for his character. I mean, it's not just a one-time mistake. I mean, if it's been, a decade, I mean, it speaks really poorly for him personally. I think it will hurt him with voters. I mean, obviously CD4 does lean Democrat, so it'll be interesting to see how much it hurts him. But I do suspect it'll hurt him, and I think it gives Republicans a shot, whereas before I really didn't think they had much of a shot.
Who are you looking at in that primary, that Republican primary?
I think Jim Marchand is ahead. I mean, that's been the indications I've gotten. I mean, I know Sam Peters has been running for a long time, and I think he'd be a fine candidate too. I think Lisa Song Sutton would make a really good candidate. I think she probably will have a hard time getting out of the primary, but those I would say would be the top three.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And again, you are exactly right. Some outstanding reporting from Rory Appleton from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. More to come as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Just to kind of put the wraps on the Stephen Horsford story, there are still a lot of questions that have not been answered. Did you find from Rory's reporting that we learned anything relative to, did he use campaign funds? Did he use government money, God forbid, in helping this this young intern who then became his lover. Do we need an investigation then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we absolutely need a house ethics investigation to figure out what happens. You know, another interesting angle is, you know, what does Susie Lee think? What does Catherine Cortez Masto think? Jackie Rosen.
None of them have come out and said anything.
None of them have come out. Rory asked them all, and they all took a vow of silence, apparently. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see if they support him, you know, or if they, I mean, the political problem for Democrats is someone in theory could win the primary, but he's going to win the primary, which means if they throw him under the bus, they basically are conceding the seat to Republicans. And I don't think they're going to be willing to do that. So I think that's why they're being so quiet.
Well, that, you know, this is another one of those issues where, and you see it in Washington all the time, a powerful man, grown man in office preying upon a young intern. And again, 21 years old, you say, well, that's not that young, but it's still an intern, and he's in a position of power. There's something not right about that. Now, are women members of Congress going to put up with that? Do you think that they... The very people you just talked about, and throw in Dina Titus as well, do you think they're going to stand for this?
Well, if it was a Republican, of course, I don't think they'd stand for it. But, you know, as we've seen with Tara Reid and Joe Biden, and obviously that's a different set of accusations, you know, what party the person is. I mean, are they from your party or are they not from your party? That makes a big difference in how people react to things. So I don't expect Nevada Democrats to call for him to resign, but you know I could be wrong.
Gabriella Linder, what does she want from all this, or does she want anything, or is she just embarrassed by this and somebody else actually leaked it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a really interesting way that she's kind of put it out. I mean, I'm sure she's politically astute enough to realize that, you know, this is a major political problem for him, along with obviously being a personal problem. I don't know. Does she want just to make him suffer and lose his congressional seat? Does she want publicity? Does she just feel aggrieved and feel like she's got something to get off her chest? I don't know.
Let me switch gears here. We are just over a week into phase one of the Sisolak shutdown. And I'm curious, when do you think we will hear about phase two?
You know, I am cautiously optimistic that we are going to hit phase two on Saturday. The testing results continue to look great. I mean, Sisolak had a press conference Friday. And by the way,
why did he have a news conference on Friday? There was nothing new.
Well, I think it's just, I mean, he hadn't had one in 8 days, you know, and you know, he's the leader of a state that's, you know, been devastated by a shutdown of casinos and other businesses. And, you know, when you're a leader, it's sometimes nice to show your face and say that, you know, hey, you're out there looking out for people. But yes, he didn't have a lot of news, and which is understandable. I mean, he said he wanted, you know, 2 weeks between the phases, to kind of make sure that the, you know, the spread wasn't taking off. But the testing capacity is way up. The percentage of the tests coming back positive is way down. So, you know, maybe he holds off till June 1st because that's just another week and he wants to be extra careful. But, I mean, I think the data certainly indicates that, you know, assuming everything continues to trend well, that we should start phase two on Saturday.
And every week that we extend this thing out, we get closer to a vaccine or a therapeutic that can deal with the COVID-19. Do you think there's just news today? Moderna says that it has a positive response on something that they're developing, and that's why the Dow is up over 800 points just a few minutes ago. Do you think, as we get closer, that we will find a vaccine? Do you think maybe buying some time now might help us down the road?
Well, I mean, the problem with that argument is, I mean, the vaccine, for any sort of widespread use, best case scenario is probably still 12 months away. And so, I mean, you're either going to keep the economy shut down, in which case you aren't going to have an economy left, or, you know, these kind of, you know, on the margin holding off for a week or two isn't going to make a big difference. So, I think this idea that, well, we're just going to stay locked down until there is a, you know, vaccine or a good therapeutic is just foolish. I mean, to think that we're just going to, you know, all stay in our houses for another year isn't going to happen, shouldn't happen, and would be just destructive to hundreds of millions of people if it did happen.
Final minute. Have you had a chance to get out with the family?
Yeah. I mean, we've been venturing out more. We ate at a restaurant last week.
Where'd you go?
For the first time.
Where'd you go?
We went to Denny's. So, you know.
did you have to have a reservation?
Well, not to get them in trouble, but no, we didn't have to have
okay,
a reservation.
Okay, it's fair.
But they weren't busy either. I mean, that's the thing. I think that when you talk about, well, should we keep everything locked down? You know, just because you open things back up doesn't mean everyone's going back out. I mean, there were, I think, two other, you know, tables in the restaurant. I think they had one, yeah, you know, one guy doing the whole wait staff. So, you know, it's not. I mean, this is why you should open back up, because people aren't just going back and doing everything that they were before. And so you don't have the risk of, you know, oh, everyone's going to go jam into Allegiant Stadium and cough over each other. Look, people understand there's a virus out there. They got to take some precautions. They're going to cut back on activities. And you can trust people to make the best risk decisions for themselves.
I'm with you, man. Hey, stay safe with your family. Make sure you get out. And by the way, can you upgrade the restaurant next time, please? Come on.
Well, when you got kids,
I forgot about that. Yes, it's not just you and the missus. Hey, have a great week. We'll talk with you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. That's Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. He's got to upgrade the restaurant. I mean, I like Denny's like the next guy. I mean, a Grand Slam. Who doesn't love a Grand Slam? And you can get it 24/7 for crying out loud. Coming up, State Senator Scott Hammond will tell us if we're any closer to phase two. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Y'all don't help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door, y'all, the house looks like a rummy sale. It ain't me, it ain't me.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying in afternoon trading as news from drug maker Moderna reported positive phase one results for a potential coronavirus vaccine. Energy stocks are surging as oil prices hit a two-month high, and Uber is slashing around 3,000 additional jobs, shedding around a quarter of its workforce in under a month and shuttering more than three dozen offices amid the coronavirus pandemic. The ride-hailing company is reevaluating areas ranging from freight to self-driving technology as as its CEO attempts to steer the company through the outbreak. The moves come less than 2 weeks after Uber said it would eliminate around 3,700 jobs and plan to save more than $1 billion in cost. Drivers aren't classified as employees, so they are not included. And the CEO of American Express telling its employees if they're able to work from home, they should continue to do so for the rest of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. The FBI says the man who killed three American sailors at a base in Pensacola, Florida last year had had contact with Al-Qaeda members overseas.
The Justice Department says they were able to break the encryption on the shooter's iPhone. The gunman was a Saudi Air Force pilot assigned to train with the U.S. Navy as part of a decades-long arrangement between the nations. Earlier this year, a recording purportedly made by Al-Qaeda's Arabian Peninsula group claimed responsibility for the attack.
Fox's Eben Brown. The head of the World Health Organization says there will be an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and the Chinese government response.
Chinese President Xi Jinping saying his country will support an investigation of the global response to the coronavirus outbreak. But in a speech to the World Health Organization's annual meeting, Xi saying an inquiry should only happen when the pandemic is under control.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who are behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now for a Monday. Great to have you with us, and I'm always happy to have one of the highest ranked Republicans in our state legislature here in the state of Nevada. He is State Senator Scott Hammond from District 18 here in Southern Nevada, and he joins us. Scott, the first full weekend under Phase 1, did you have a chance to get out? Did you have a chance to get the family out? Did you get a dine-in meal, perhaps?
Good morning, Kevin. Good to be on the program again with you, to be talking with you, and thanks for the question. And we kind of stuck to ourselves again. We had a friend who allowed us to use their pool while they were gone, so took the kids over to the pool to celebrate a party. My daughter turned 15 now. Gosh,
the year keeps going by.
15. So we just kind of went over there and had a good time. We didn't get out much. We did order a couple of meals, but took them home.
Do you plan on getting out?
I do. I plan on getting out. We've got a little bit of a concern in my district. District 18. We have a gym that would like to reopen, and so I'm going over there to talk to them tonight and talk about what they're planning on doing. But they'd like to open up, and if you look at all the precautions, this is CrossFit Apollo out there in my area, and if you look at all the things that they want to put together as far as a plan in place, the steps that they're taking, they're very stringent, and they want to make sure that everything is appropriate and clean and healthy and safe. So I'm going to go over there and talk to them tonight and see if we can't, make that point to the governor and everybody else that we need to get into the next phase as quickly as possible. I think that we're ready for it, and I think the numbers show that we are ready for it. I think the numbers have been showing for quite a while now.
Now, is the gym threatening some sort of civil disobedience as we're seeing now in New Jersey? There's the gym in New Jersey that opened already today, and they're very organized. You stay in one little pod area, and that's where you do everything, and you disinfect, and you disinfect, and you disinfect. Are these guys talking about possible civil disobedience, or are they looking for help from their member of the state Senate?
No, they're looking at possible civil disobedience, and they're looking at me and saying, what do you know, and what can you help us with? So I've been trying to talk to them and kind of find out what they're planning on doing.
Now, normally, under normal conditions, a state senator would know who in government to go to petition for a constituent. I'm curious, who would you go to now under these conditions?
Well, it's very interesting because there was a complaint filed. They had they're having a staff meeting. I think they had four people, and a staff meeting where you can spread it all out, right, and just sit there and talk. And they're talking about, when it does open, what do we do? And somehow somebody got a phone call, and there are four Metro police officers that showed up. And I thought that was pretty odd that four of them would show up asking questions and pretty much issuing a warning, letting them know that if they did show up that they would be taking their business license. Now, I think that might be just going a little too far, and I'm not too happy about that. And I'm not too happy that we have, people telling other people, what's going on in businesses. I mean, it's just getting completely out of hand, I think.
Other than the COVID-19 virus, maybe the number one topic of just people that I meet on the street or meet in a restaurant is the whole issue of what are we going to do about Dieter? When can I start getting paid? I'm a gig worker. Saturday, I had people Saturday morning say they weren't ready. They're not ready to take our calls, and they couldn't get through. You're going to be dealing with that and a whole lot more tonight at another one of your teletown halls featuring Wayne Thorley, who is the Deputy Secretary of State for Elections, and the State Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky. You think we're going to get – by the way, what are you hearing from constituents relative to this thing that was supposed to begin on Saturday morning and they were going to be taking claims?
Well, I've actually heard quite a bit. They keep calling, and I know just last night and this morning, Ashley, I'm not going to use her last name, she's calling up. She wants to know what's going on because she thought she'd be able to make these claims, and she's worried that not filing on Sunday, which she thought she was supposed to do, is going to prohibit her or, make it more difficult for her to get that money that she needs to get in order to survive. I mean, people right now are at the point where they don't have money, not just for rent. It's getting food. You know, they have to get food for their family. So they're being told to stay home, but how do you do that and provide? And so I'm going to hear a lot from them. I've heard from them already. They should be up and running pretty soon. And I'm trying to get, you know, exactly from that department when that date will be, what's going on, why are they prohibited from, you know, filing right now. So
what happened to what happened to Saturday? Everybody, there was a big deal. You get Saturday and you'll get your money a week from Saturday. The governor was very specific about that.
Yeah, and it has not worked. And I'm telling you right now, I'm getting lots of questions about that. Matter of fact, the last telephone call I had, I had a lot of questions in regards to, first of all, the election, the mail-in ballot. And then I had a lot of people call in, seniors were calling in saying, you know, I had to do a smog check. My license is expiring, and I know I can't get to the DMV. I bought a car, a private sale. How do I get it registered? Because I can't go through the normal channel. So there were a lot of questions regarding the DMV, and I'm happy because we got the DMV to agree to come on tonight for about a half hour. We have somebody up in Carson City, and then we have somebody down here locally. So it'll be live and local, if you will. And they'll be giving out information on what to do at the DMV or if you can't get your license and so forth. So they'll be answering a lot of questions. Matter of fact, I had a question from a young mother who said, my son is going to go in the military. He's graduating. And I feel bad for all those 2020 graduates out there. Not a lot going on for you guys. And I can understand that. But, you know, there a lot of them are going to the military. They need a license or an ID. And so they need to know how to approach that. So there's going to be quite a few people who have got different questions. And I know that right now, a lot of people are talking about the mail-in ballots. And I want to say for everyone listening out there, Secretary Sagaski has done an outstanding job. An impossible situation. You know, I know her personally. I know a lot of folks in her office. And they're working hard. You know, when they had to make this decision, you know, a long time ago on whether or not they wanted to do a mail-in primary, and that was at a time when we didn't know much about the virus. We didn't know where it would be, and so that decision had to be made. Now we're going forward. If you are upset because of some of the decisions that are being made, just recently, I don't think that you need to be pointing at her. The decision to mail ballots to inactive voters, that wasn't made by her. That was made by the Clark County Election Department. They have authority over all elections that happen solely in Clark County. So if you want to blame somebody, that's the office you should turn to. Joe Gloria.
Okay.
Yeah, Barbara's above board. I mean, I think she's an honest, hardworking, she's the most honest, hardworking public official out there. But the decision was made here in Clark County. In my opinion, it was a reckless and unnecessary decision and puts the integrity of our elections at risk. And I know that. I know a lot of people know that. So I know a lot of folks are angry. They're asking for lawsuits and all that other kind of stuff. The fact of the matter is we need to face head on that decision. And it came on far too late to go ahead and mail it to every single person out there. Ballots were already printed and being printed out there in mail and so forth. I think we're learning a lesson here. The silver lining in all this is that, you know, we cannot have this going forward in November. We can't afford to make that mistake again.
Again, State Senator Scott Hammond joining us from Nevada District 18. I'll put it this way. I would just about bet you a grand slam breakfast at Denny's that the Democrats will petition to do mail-in for the general election. It's one thing to do it for a primary. It's going to impact Democrats the same way it's going to impact Republicans. But I'm curious, in a general election, do you think that a mail-in ballot, an all-mail-in ballot, will end up helping one party or the other?
Well, again, if you're sending the ballots, first of all, there's a couple of things I do not want to see, and that's what they keep suing about. The Democrats keep suing, and that is they want to be able to have somebody pick up all the ballots, the harvesting that goes on. Can't have that if you're just talking about.
And that's illegal. I mean, that violates the law or the state constitution, does it not?
And that's what they still want. Yes, it violates that. And so, but they still, that's what they keep asking for and demanding for, is harvesting. They're asking that every ballot be sent to every voter, inactive or active. That has proven to be not only, I think it invalidates the integrity, of the election, but it also is costly. It's very costly. A lot of those ballots are coming back. you know, we're starting to see the numbers and of ballots that are coming back that haven't been signed, haven't been opened, haven't been able to be delivered by our mail carriers. It's extraordinarily high. The numbers are really high, and of course, you have to have a place for them to be stored until such time as they can be destroyed properly. So I just don't see this as a viable option in November, and I don't want to see that. Matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say we will fight hard to make sure it doesn't happen.
Scott, I gotta compliment you on something, because whenever me or my staff need unvarnished truth information about what's going on, we always go to your website. It has been really a welcome resource for me and my staff, and I know for a lot of your constituents, it has been very helpful. Can you talk a little bit about how this website came to be and how you staff it? I mean, how do you update it?
Well, sure. Great. Thank you for the question, and thanks for the compliment. And it's always fun talking with your staff. I've had them call me during the week and ask me questions. But you know, it basically came about back in 2017. When we had October 1, you know, we saw that it shook the community, right? It shook us right to our core. And my team decided that we could help people more. I mean, we were actively campaigning at the time. We were going door to door and things like that. But we really felt like a website or some place, a social media place that we could actually put resources might help. And so when the COVID-19 hit, we just decided to do the same thing. Now, I'm really enthusiastic about the web traffic we're seeing, because that means that folks are going to, which is hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. They're going to that website, and they're taking advantage of all the resources on there. And the resources, they range from everything, homeschool tips, help with special needs students, where to find food, transportation, you name it, we put it on there. And it's updated nearly daily with the most accurate information we can get our hands on. And there's a fantastic team totally dedicated to making sure that the hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19 website continues to be a place for people to get good information, like you said, in a timely manner. Please keep visiting. And thank you so much for the compliment.
I've got to ask you, because it's been the big political news, and that is Stephen Horsford, scumbag, who has been conducting an affair with a then 21-year-old intern in Senator Reid's office. And now it's just now coming to light. First of all, your reaction to this as an elected official, as a married guy, can you talk a little bit about what this, how this resonated with you?
I tell you, Kevin, it hits home for me. And when I think of it, the first thing I think of, the first reaction I have is not necessarily as an elected official. It's not even as a husband. It's actually as a child who went through this with my family. My first reaction is I feel for the children in that marriage. And secondly, I do feel for his wife. I mean, this is something that's been going on for a long time, and it doesn't matter the length, really. It can happen one time, and that's too much. And I feel bad for his wife, because she's going to go through it. And of course, now because of his position, it's not just an affair that you have to deal with internally with your spouse and kind of go through it and see if there's a way to get through it. But everybody's going to know about it. Right, it's going to be blown up. It's going to be out there. So I feel for them, and you know, it's horrible. Why would he do that to his family? And so I feel like he has to own this. He owns it, and he knows he owns it. And I think he's walking up to it now. But I can't get over the fact that he would do this. And again, I don't care if it's not his own staff. I mean, it's a young intern. She looked at a guy with power and said, she was influenced by that. And, you know, she conducted that. I know everybody keeps saying it was consensual, and it was. It was consensual. But again, he was, I think, exerting undue influence upon somebody who was younger, looking at him as somebody with more experience. She had those rose-colored glasses on, I think. And I just feel like that, again, now going back to what you asked me originally, how do I feel as an elected official? As an elected official, again, one more person who is tarnishing the image of those who are out there really trying to help out their constituents, help out. And we do this because we are public officials who want to be a part of our community and help out for whatever time we are in office. And it really hurts our ability to do that when you have a level of trust and then that trust is broken. And they think that everybody is doing that. I've just had a staff meeting with my folks today, this morning, and you know, one of the comments from one of our my own staff is that it just seems like every politician seems to do this. Well, it's not every politician. Yeah. We know it's not every politician. It's just those who continue to do this, and there's a number of them. They tarnish the rest of us who are out there trying to do the best for our communities, and it's horrible. Now, this next election. You know, you, the voter out there, you've got a choice. You can keep electing somebody who's already proven that they don't have your trust, or you can go with somebody else who is going to have your trust. And there's a lot of great Republican candidates over in that CD4 arena, just a lot of good people that I hope stick with public office. If they don't win this election or the primary, I hope they come back and try for another office because there's a lot of good people there.
By the way, I was talking with Victor Jakes about this from the RJ, and this is exactly why I hate the idea of early voting, because somebody may have voted for Stephen Horsford 4 or 5 days ago, mailed in the ballot, and now they're stuck with that vote, even though they say, this guy's a scumbag, I'm not going to return him to Congress. So that's just another reason why, at least for me, and that's my own personal view, that this mm-hmm. whole early voting thing is just rubbish. I've got to ask you, where is Dina Titus, Jackie Rosen, Catherine Cortez Masto, Susie Lee, et cetera? Where are members of the Nevada delegation, Democrats, on this issue? I haven't heard a peep from them.
Yeah, at the very least, you should be hearing them say he needs to be, you know, he needs to be before an ethics committee. They need to be evaluating and see where, if any resources, if anything was, any resources were allocated from his campaign in this. I know that preliminarily we've heard that everything was, conducted privately on his private phone and so forth. But I think that they still need to be calling for an investigation, because you have to. You have to, make sure, you have to have a thorough investigation and find out. Because, again, this not only hurts him, and it should hurt him, right? It should hurt him because he's the one who entered into this relationship. He knew what he was doing. He's the adult here. But it hurts every single politician out there who is trying to do the best that they can for their constituents. And it hurts them because it hurts their ability, because nobody, the trust level goes down. And so every single one of these delegates should be asking for an ethics committee investigation, at least.
Okay. In our final minute, and it's got to be about a minute, you were at a press conference last week with Councilman Victoria Seaman, Assemblyman Hardy, the Nevada Veterans Alliance, and talking about the flags, the Memorial Day flags. Can you give me just in about 30 seconds what it was about and how folks can help?
Yeah, it's basically about continuing that tradition that we have at Boulder City at the Veterans Cemetery, where we put flags out there. And there's a great group that has been doing that year in and year out. I think it's the Trench Rats, I believe, is the name of the group. And I could be wrong. I hope not. But they've been doing it for so long, and we would just want to carry on. A lot of those folks are in those categories of people who have some immunity difficulties, and so they just don't want to risk going out there with the virus, which is understandable, right? Yeah, but we have to pick up where they're going, where they are unable to, and so we need to raise money, buy flags, and then get volunteers to go out there. My family will be out there 6:30 in the morning this Saturday in order to continue that beautiful and deserving tribute to those who have given everything, including their own lives.
Hey, Scott, it's the Nevada Veterans Alliance. If you want to help out, make sure you contact them. It's the, again, the Nevada Veterans Alliance. Hey, thank you so much. Always fun. We'll do it again.
Thank you. And by the way, we also put a link on my my website so that you can get that information as well from there. But thank you for having me this week. You have a blessed week.
You too. That's State Senator Scott Hammond giving us more information as we continue live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for university regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus, for university regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
More reaction to the Stephen Horsford affair that dates back to 2009. This is not something that just happened last week or last month or last year. This has been going on for a hell of a long time. And there are a lot of questions that remain unanswered. Jared Fisher ran for governor. He knows about the public scrutiny. We'll talk with him coming up next. Live and local now.
Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!